Griot Audio presents In My Father's House by Ernest J. Gaines, narrated by Peter Francis James.
Chapter 1. Virginia Kohler was standing in the kitchen, looking out of the window at the rain, when she heard the knocking at the front door. She could see how the wind was blowing the limbs in the pecan tree, and she thought the knocking was no more than a limb, brushing against the sides of the house. She turned from the window to check the pot of soup that she had cooking on the stove. After tasting it, to see if it was seasoned well enough, she nodded her head with satisfaction and lowered the flame. She heard the knocking again, this time louder than before. She was sure now that somebody was out there, and she went to the front to see who it was. When she opened the door, she saw a thin, brown-skinned young man standing before her in a wet overcoat. Water dripped from his knitted army field cap down his face, leaving crystal drops hanging from the scraggly beard on his chin. "You got rooms?" he asked her.
"I got..."
But she cut it off. She didn't like his looks. He was too thin, too hungry-looking. She didn't like the little twisted knots of hair on his face that passed for a beard. He looked sick. His jaws were too sunken in for someone his age. His deep-set, bloodshot eyes wandered too much. He could have just been released from the state pen. He definitely looked like somebody who had been shut in. They probably had let him go because they figured they had punished him enough already and knew he would die soon. Something in the back of her mind told her to tell him that...